More than 1,500 people died in the sinking of the Titanic 102 years ago, but 700 people survived, and one of them, an immigrant from Sweden, eventually settled in Culver, Indiana. I spoke with author and Culver native Dr. John Houghton about the man local folks knew as Leo Wennerstrom.
His given name was actually August, and as a number of people certainly know, he was traveling on the Titanic under the assumed name Wennerstrom. His actual birth name was Anderson. So he was August Anderson, traveling as Wennerstrom, and then Leo was a nickname that he picked up later in life, in fact, picked up when he came to Culver.
How did he get to Culver?
So far as we know, this is one of those things that's covered with myth and legend, though it didn't happen all that terribly long ago. But he was coming to Culver on the Pennsylvania Vandalia Railroad, maybe looking to move there, maybe looking for a job. It's a little unclear. But according to legend, he got off the train, and as it happened, one of the Culver brothers, an E.R. Culver, Edwin Raymond, was there looking to hire a gardener for the academy. Mr. Wennerstrom had been working as a gardener in Chicago, and Mr. Culver had been looking for this otherwise unknown character named Leo. So he was looking for a Swede named Leo who was a gardener, and Mr. Wennerstrom matched two out of three criteria, took the job, and became the superintendent of buildings and grounds at Culver for years. My great aunt Ethel actually worked as his secretary for a number of years, so I have an autographed picture at home in her scrapbook of Mr. Wennerstrom.
On the Titanic, he actually tried to save many lives that night.
Yes, in particular, and of course this is the, as far as Culver is concerned, the deeper irony, there was a lady named Paulson who was traveling with her children. If I remember correctly, she'd actually been in the States and had gone to Sweden and is now on the way back, but in any case was traveling to the States with her children. Her husband lived in Chicago. She wasn't able to get off because they'd been in steerage anyway. So Wennerstrom offered to try and save her children, at least, and was sadly unable to do so. He was picked up by the Carpathia, came to the States, was shipped off from New York to Chicago, and made connections with Mr. Paulson, and of course, who had been heartbroken at the loss of his wife and children. And eventually, some years after Wennerstrom moved to Culver, Mr. Paulson moved to Culver, and in fact lived in a house just around the corner from me, and Wennerstrom died before I was born, and Mr. Paulson was there until I was 7 or 8 years old, though if I knew him as a child, I certainly didn't know that he was a Titanic widower, if I could put it that way.
And Mr. Paulson, I understand, was also into gardening.
Yes, there's another famous story around town that, not around his little house, where there certainly are some trees, but that at one of the farms a little bit out into the countryside, he actually planted a set of trees that at least everyone construed as a memorial to the wife and children that he had lost on the great boat.
The body of Niels Paulson's wife, Alma, was recovered and is buried in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The bodies of the four children were never found. Culver's Titanic survivor, Leo Wennerstrom, passed away in 1950, and Niels Paulson in 1964. Both are buried in the Culver Masonic Cemetery. For WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.